COSATU's 14th National Congress coming to a close today. There have been deliberations on the country's labour policy. There have also been elections. Only the Deputy General Secretary position has been contested. But there was a little bit of concern around Zingiswa Losi, who of course is the incumbent to lead the Trade Union Federation, around credentials there. Nokukanya Mtambo, EWN reporter, having a look at that for us. Nokukanya, good afternoon. Where are we with the elections and any concerns that have arisen?
Good afternoon, Mandy. The elections concluded yesterday with the announcement expected any time today by the IEC, but I think we're still a long way from getting to the point where we get to the announcement. The positions, as you mentioned rightfully, are not contested other than the Deputy General Secretary position. And so even though the IEC hasn't pronounced on those elections, it's obvious how that is going to play out. But where we are today is a completely different vote now. Now the delegates have been tasked with voting for whether they want to put their weight behind the SACP's bid for the 2024 elections. Earlier in the week, the General Secretary for the SACP, Solly Mapayila, had told delegates during his speech that the Communist Party was ready to contest the 2024 elections, and that ruffled some feathers, particularly because they're in a tripartite alliance with the ANC and the current governing party. And so there is a bit of concern about what that would mean for the alliance partners. Two motions have been put forward to delegates at the moment to discuss before the program of the day, as the official program at least continues. They have been tasked to vote for two motions that are on the table. The first of those is to put their support behind the SACP for the 2024 election, and to decide today before Congress adjourns that they're either putting their weight behind the SACP or not. The second motion is to go back and consult with the members and to return for a special Congress in May 2023 and only then take a decision about whether or not they'd be supporting the SACP. And a majority of the unions that took to the floor to debate the matter before voting begins said that they needed to go back and consult with their members. They hadn't been given the mandate by the membership base before they came to this current Congress, and so they want to go back and consult and rather come back at a later stage. And I'll have you listen to one of the delegates raising their concerns on the floor about where they stand with these two motions.
This is a very difficult matter to engage on. But President, we made our point when we proposed the Yamon. We want to agree with Sarge for the first time in this Congress. There are no very enemies in the revolution. We want to agree with Sarge. We were not mandated to comment on that aspect. The NDR aspect is something else. But on the issue of whether party should contest elections, and as some, we take a decision on that one, we have not been mandated, President. As such, it will be very difficult for us to take a decision to vote on that motion. In that regard, we submit that some will not be able to vote on that one.
The latest there from COSATU's 14th National Congress, which does come to a close today. We are still waiting for that judgment to be handed down in Julius Malema's assault trial. It was briefly disrupted because of load shedding. So there's no judgment being handed down just yet. We are still waiting for finality there.